So, dear.
What?
Do you see anything you like?
I don't know. It's venison.
Dear.
What?
Dear.
What?
Dear. D-E-E-R.
What? W-H-A-T.
Jake's granny looks at his dad.
What's wrong with him?
Jake, it's the deer in the forest, like Bambi.
Oh, cool. Let's eat Bambi.
Coming soon to pay-per-view.
To Alan's horror, Evelyn stuffs bundles of sugar sachets from a dish into her handbag.
Mom, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Oh, that's stealing.
Hardly. I'm paying $12 for a martini. They're lucky I don't take a chair.
You're paying?
Figure of speech, Charles.
Can I take this?
No.
Oh, come on. My precious.
A napkin ring.
Put it down. We do not take things that don't belong to us.
Oh, listen, who's taking the moral high ground, Mr. Five Finger Discount?
What does that mean?
It doesn't mean anything. How do you want your venison?
Does it come with antlers?
Alan, there's no reason your son can't learn from your mistakes.
I didn't make a mistake, Mom.
Unbelievable. 25 years later, and he still denies shoplifting.
Oh, I get it. Five Finger Discount. Cool.
I did not shoplift, Jake. It was a misunderstanding.
Alan, please. You were walking around a toy store with your brother, and the silly putty just jumped in your pocket.
Yes!
Not much of a lie, Dad.
Charlie's hiding behind a menu.
Okay, everybody ready to order?
Is that why you won't let me have silly putty?
It's a stupid, pointless toy.
But why'd you steal it?
I didn't. The security guard must have planted it on me to make a bust.
Oh, Alan. Who in their right mind would plant silly putty on a 9-year-old boy?
Who indeed?
His eyes dart about.
Hey, Jake, you ever eaten snails?
Yeah, sure.
I mean, in a restaurant.
No.
Two and a half men. Back home, Alan waits for Jake to come out of the bathroom.
You okay?
No. That deer didn't have antlers when I ate it, but it sure come out that way.
Well, you'll feel better tomorrow.
We should sue that restaurant.
Well, I'll get right on it. Come on.
Jake's in bed.
Dad?
Yeah?
Did you ever steal a car?
I never stole anything.
It's okay. You could tell me. I already know you got a rap sheet.
For the last time, I did not take that silly putty. But, you know, the whole experience did teach me a very important lesson. And you know what that lesson was?
If you get caught, stick to your story, no matter how lame it is.
No, the lesson was...
Hang on, Dad. Okay, go ahead.
The lesson was... Oh, God!
He flaps the air.
That's awful!
Yeah, I wish I could have saved that one for school.
Alan stares at his plump son with a frown, then stands up, and as he's tucking him in bed, he pulls the covers up over him playfully. Charlie's in the kitchen, dropping a couple of indigestive relief tabs into a glass of water.
You too?
Yeah. Apparently Mom wasn't the only parasite at dinner tonight.
Alan picks up a packet of cookies.
Hey, how much do you remember about the whole silly putty incident?
Oh, gee, not too much. I recall you crying when they dragged you into the store manager's office. Then I went and got a corn dog and an orange Julius. Boy, those were good. Remember those?
No, I mean, did you see me take the silly putty?
Oh, no. I was nowhere near the silly putty. I think I was in the doll section taking a peek under Barbie's dress. What a jip that was.
You know, if Jake had been caught shoplifting and told me the story I told, there's no way I'd believe him.
Well, let's just hope he doesn't get caught.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Okay.
I always knew it wasn't the security guard.
Really?
Charlie turns to face him slowly.
There's only one rational explanation for how the silly putty got in my pants.
Uh-huh.
He keeps his distance from Alan.
And what would that be?
Alan leans forward, cookie in hand.
That I actually stole it, but my mind couldn't deal with it. So somehow, I blocked it out.
The human brain, huh? You gotta love it.
I mean, that happens, right? Where you do something horrible and wake up with no recollection?
Oh, yeah. And yet there she is, lying right next to you.
You know, that date changed my life. I mean, ever since, I've had to be on guard against Bad Alan.
I'm sorry, Bad Alan?
Yeah, it's what I call my potential for evil doing.
Oh, God.
It's why I've always worked so hard to be a good son, a good student, a good person.
And you've succeeded. You are good, good, good.
Well, sure, I turned out great, but at what cost? I mean, do you have any clue how tightly wrapped I've had to be to keep Bad Alan in check?
Charlie looks at his straight-laced, conservatively dressed brother.
I get glimpses.
Well, I suppose I should count my blessings that I was stopped in time. I mean, who knows what kind of monster I would have become if I hadn't been caught with the silly putty.
But what if the security guard did plant it on you? That would mean there's no Bad Alan.
That's true. But I can't afford to take that chance.
He stands up, then pauses thoughtfully and turns back to Charlie.
None of us can.
He walks off. Charlie stares ahead with a look of anxious bewilderment, then glances after his brother and flaps his hand.
Yeah, he's fine.
Night. Charlie sits on the balcony with a drink. His neighbor Rose pops her head over the balustrade.
Hey, Charlie.
She climbs over.
Looks like somebody needs a shoulder to cry on.
No, thank you.
Want to just make out then?
Rose.
You're right. That was out of line. I deserve a spanking.
Charlie raises his brows wryly.
Okay, what's up?
She gets a chair.
Can I trust you with something?
You trust me with your bank account number?
I never gave you my bank account number.
Right, go on.
Have you ever done anything so wrong, so horrible?
Oh, yeah.
Let me finish.
Sorry.
Something that seemed harmless at the time, it somehow managed to mess up someone's entire life?
Good question. I think it's too early to say.
Well, I have. 25 years ago, I put silly putty in my brother's pants.
Well, if you left it in the egg, it should still be good.
My point is, everybody thought he stole it, and I never told him the truth.
And now you're racked with guilt, not sure whether a full confession will make things better or worse.
Yes, exactly.
That's a sexy feeling, isn't it?
Come on, Rose.
You want my advice, Charlie?
God help me, yes.
Take your secret to the grave, but leave a manuscript explaining every questionable act you've ever committed in a safety deposit box with instructions for it to be opened at the time of your death and read in front of all your friends, relatives, and former lovers.
Charlie considers this.
I like it.
Rose moves closer.
Good. Now we can relax and enjoy the evening.
She puts an arm around his neck and rests her head on his shoulder.
Shine on, harvest moon. Up in the sky. Sing it with me, Charlie.
Charlie looks agonized.
I ain't had no loving since January, February, June, or July.
Alan's flossing his teeth.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Are you decent?
Yeah. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Charlie watches him.
What's up?
Nothing. Just came in to say goodnight.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh.
Why?
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Nothing. You just seemed a little stressed out before, and I was concerned.
Oh, thanks. You're a good brother. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Charlie steps closer.
You do that every night?
Are you kidding? After every meal.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
You are tightly wrapped, aren't you?
The price of healthy gums is eternal vigilance.
Charlie holds his forehead while Alan rinses.
Oh, God, I can't do this anymore.
Do what?
I have to tell you something.
Okay.
Come on out in the bedroom.
All right.
Charlie pushes him out of the bathroom and locks the door behind him.
What are you doing?
You'll understand in a minute.
I thought you had to tell me something.
I do. There is no Bad Alan. I'm the one who stole the silly putty and put it in your pocket when you weren't looking. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Damn you to hell! Come out here and die like a man!
shoplifting? Did they take you to jail?
I did not get arrested, and there was no jail.
So I guess you never had to shank a guy to get your props in the yard.
You cracked the parental code on the cable box again, didn't you?
It's 1, 2, 3, 4. A monkey could crack that.
Alan bites his lip, offended. Charlie hobbles in, wearing boxer shorts, a shirt, and socks.
Morning.
Morning. Why are you walking like that?
I spent the night in the bathroom.
You too, huh?
As Alan goes to sit down at the breakfast table, he glares at Charlie.
Tell Jake what you told me last night.
Oh, okay, sure. Jake, your father didn't steal the silly putty. I did.
Really?
Yeah, I stuck it in his pocket, so if anything happened, he'd be the one to get in trouble.
What do you think now, Jake?
I think Uncle Charlie's a genius.
What? No genius, no.
I mean, it's a perfect crime. How do you think of that?
I don't know. I saw the silly putty. Your dad was wearing those dorky chinos with the big pockets, and I guess a light just went off in my head.
Charlie?
A bad light. A bad, evil light. Because stealing is wrong and letting somebody else take the blame for it is even worse. Do you understand?
Yeah, so Dad was like a decoy.
Well, technically the term is mule.
Mule? Why?
Because he carries stuff.
Oh, of course.
Okay. The important thing is your father never stole anything in his life. And your Uncle Charlie is a thief and a coward.
Yeah, but you're a mule.
Alan looks at Charlie.
Are you happy? Go get dressed and washed.
Can we go to the mall?
Why do you want... No!
Jake leaves the table.
I need to get a different mule.
Alan looks after him, indignant.
Okay, can we please get past this?
No, we can't. I feel betrayed and hurt in ways that I can't even express. And you think we can just dance past that?
I was hoping.
Well, I am sorry, but it is not that easy. I mean, thanks to you, my life has been twisted beyond recognition. I mean, look at me, Charlie. I'm a broke, hopelessly neurotic, middle-aged man who doesn't even know who he is or where he belongs. I have nothing. Charlie, no wife, no home, nothing.
Okay.
Charlie nods.
So should I check back with you after lunch?
Alan grabs his plate up and marches to the sink in a strop.
What do you want me to do, Alan? I said I was sorry. I confessed to Jake, and I doubt I got more than 6-7 hours sleep last night.
There's nothing you can do. The damage has been done. Can't be undone.
Come on. I'm your brother. You're gonna forgive me eventually. You always do.
No. This is different. This is the worst thing you have ever done to me.
No, it's not.
What do you mean?
Just making conversation.
He backs out of the room. Later, Charlie arrives at his mom's.
Hey, Ma.
Charlie, what are you doing here?
Just in the neighborhood. Thought I'd visit.
Why?
I don't know. I'm your son.
And?
And I was hoping we could talk.
About?
May I please just come in?
Are you fleeing from the law?
I'm not fleeing from anyone, Mom.
Keep it in mind. No one would ever think to look for you at your mother's house.
I get your point. I don't visit enough.
You don't visit at all.
And I'm riddled with guilt.
Oh, you're just saying that to make me feel better.
She sits.
So, what's up?
Okay, well, you know how the other night at dinner we were talking about the whole silly putty deal?
Mm-hmm. Did that venison disagree with you?
Yeah, that's not what I came here to talk about.
Got a good mind to sue that restaurant.
Yeah, anyway, about the silly putty.
What about it?
Alan didn't steal it. I did. I put it in his pocket.
You framed your baby brother? How could you?
I know. It was a rotten thing to do.
Rotten? It's unspeakable. Do you have any idea what you put me through?
You?
First, the embarrassment of people thinking that I'd spawned a petty thief. Then, all the trouble I went to trying to figure out clever ways to hide my jewelry from his sticky little fingers.
Okay, Mom, that's really not right.
Not to mention the hundreds of hours spent driving him to therapy with that creepy Dr. Demarest. Well, I could have been, I don't know, doing something fun.
Okay, yeah, it was a real imposition on you, and as it turns out, it had kind of a negative impact on Alan, too.
Alan? Oh, yes, of course. You know, there was no insurance for kleptomania therapy in those days. It was all out of pocket.
Yeah, but about Alan, I was hoping you might have some insight as to how I could get him to forgive me.
Why ask me?
You know, I'm starting to wonder that myself. I guess it's because he still loves you, despite all the lousy stuff you did to him.
I beg your pardon? I was a wonderful mother. And if Alan thinks otherwise, it's only because that wall-eyed Dr. Demarest put ideas into his head. Well, that was money well spent.
Okay, then. I didn't need a reason to drink tonight, but it's nice to know I've got one.
He makes to go.
Charlie, wait!
What?
Have you forgotten why you came here? You want forgiveness, right?
Yes.
Well, I forgive you.
She holds out her arms with a magnanimous smile. Charlie goes to say something, then walks out.
But next time, call first.
Charlie looks at her in amazement, then goes. Charlie, Alan, and Jake sit having a meal. Jake nibbles a French bean and glances from his father to his uncle.
Would you pass the salt?
Alan completely ignores him. To Jake.
Could you get me the salt?
Dad, salt?
Sure.
He gives it to Jake.
Here.
Thanks.
Oh, would you get me the ketchup, please?
Here. Here's the ketchup.
Thank you.
Alan directs his thanks to Jake, ignoring Charlie, who actually passed him the ketchup.
Dad?
Yeah?
If Uncle Charlie let you kick him in the nuts, would that make you guys even?
No.
Boy, he's really mad at you.
Relax, Jake. We're just having a little communication problem.
That's what Dad said right before Mom threw him out.
Nobody threw me out. Your mother and I mutually decided that we weren't compatible.
Well, you don't seem very compatible with Uncle Charlie right now.
Well, it's not my fault.
Was it your fault with Mom?
No.
Jake considers this.
You know, Dad, maybe you're the one who's not compatible.
Jake, if you're done with your dinner, go do your homework.
Fine. Kill the messenger.
Jake slumps off.
Oh, come on, Alan, talk to me.
No.
Look, I want to make this right, but you got to help me. Please, tell me what I can do. I'm begging for your forgiveness here.
Well, I am sorry, but you did something which affected my life in a deeply destructive way, and I don't think I have it in me to forgive you.
Hello? Anybody home?
In here, Mom.
Well, how are my boys doing this evening?
The brothers look uncomfortable.
Brr. Well, I think Mommy has the answer. Alan, if you find it intolerable living under the same roof with the brother who betrayed you, then you and Jake can come and live with me.
She smiles and nods at Alan, who holds out his hand to Charlie.
We're good.
The two brothers shake hands. Later, they're on the balcony.
Hey, Charlie, a couple of days ago, you said that the silly putty wasn't the worst thing you ever did to me.
Come on, Alan, it's ancient history. Let it go.
I know. It's just, I'm curious. What else have you done to me that I didn't know about?
It's not important.
Yes, it is. Finding out the truth about the shoplifting incident has allowed me to reevaluate who I am and feel better about myself.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, I feel a lot better since I confessed.
Good, good. So let's keep going with this.
Okay. But you gotta promise that no matter what I tell you, all is forgiven.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
You're probably gonna laugh.
I'm sure I will. Tell me.
Well, remember how you were a bedwetter until you were 8?
Yeah.
You actually stopped at 6.
Alan's brow furrows.
What did you do? Did you sneak into my room and pour warm water on me while I was asleep?
Yeah, okay. Let's say it was water and let's say I poured it.
Alan looks at him aghast.
Well, I feel better. How about you?
ITFC audio description.
Men. Men. men, men, manly men, men,